Hello, this is Tech Off for Friday with Vito Dominguez, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Amazon has partnered with Google, Apple, and the Zigbee Alliance to make it easier for their individual smart home devices to work together. Called Project Connected Home over IP, the initiative will create an open standard that makes it easy to, for example, purchase a smart lock compatible with Amazon Echo Standard Zigbee, Google Home, and Apple HomeKit. This is because the companies will brand these boxes with a new logo, letting customers know if it's built and supported by Project Connected Home over IP or not. Facebook admits that it continues to track user location even after the users have opted out of tracking. Facebook said in a letter to the US Senate that it is able to determine user location based on users' IP addresses and how they behave on the social media platform. The company said it sends location-based ads even if the user's location services is turned off. Senate Judiciary Committee members criticized Facebook for making money off of that information. Airbnb has won a court battle in the EU affecting how the company is regulated in the future. The EU's top court has ruled out that Airbnb is not an estate agent, but an information society service, meaning it can avoid certain responsibilities. The challenge to Airbnb was brought by a French tourism and hotel association, but a decision from the Court of Justice of the European Union means that the US company will continue to operate as an e-commerce platform without being subject to property rules. Facebook and other companies that transfer troves of personal data to the United States were buoyed after a senior advisor to US top court validated the main legal mechanism they rely on. The Advocate General at the European Court of Justice said the main set of tools that enables hundreds of thousands of companies to transfer personal data outside of the EU provides sufficient protection for consumers. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at OnThisMedia.com.